Almost a dozen states give military veterans in-state tuition waivers, even if they've just moved there. That's the experience of Andrew Napier, who served 6 years in the Army National Guard and is now an applicant to medical school at the University of South Florida.
I'm coming from Kentucky, and we have lawmakers that are there that say that, hey, we support veterans, but this is backed up by a law.
Napier is a Pat Tillman military scholar. Named after the NFL player who joined the military after 9/11, the Tillman scholarships are awarded to veterans for academic and military excellence and ongoing community service. Napier says it's time for Florida lawmakers to pass in-state tuition for veterans.
There needs to be substance behind the words to say that veteran-friendly. And just to say something is one thing, but actually to act on this is going to be very beneficial to a lot of people, and not just veterans themselves, but the community. So if you lower the tuition, we bring people in. We bring people into the small mom-and-pop shops. They're supported by the GI Bill money that these incoming veterans will bring.
Legislation establishing in-state tuition for veterans has been proposed previously, but never passed. This year, Senate Bill 260 by Senator Jack Latvala would grant veterans in-state tuition rates. It's a benefit already extended to active duty military. Kirsten Downs, a veteran of the Air Force and New York Air National Guard, is president of the USF Student Veterans Group.
Now that it's becoming a hot button issue again, we are talking to student government here at the University of South Florida, who is diligently working to advocate and push this issue for the student veterans.
Downs says there are roughly 1,400 veterans and dependents receiving GI education benefits at USF. And as a doctoral student, she knows what it's like when those benefits are used up.
My specific example is I'm a graduate assistant, so I do have a tuition waiver at this time. Once that runs out, I will have to pay out-of-state tuition. From my understanding, the only way to get in-state is to drop out of school for a year and work and gain that in-state tuition status, and then I can finish up my studies then.
Or like some of her friends, Downs says the other choice is to leave the state, which means a brain drain of educated and battle-tested veterans.
I have friends who are veterans who are graduate students, but because of this issue with not having in-state tuition, once your benefits run out, are actually moving back to the state of Texas to go to graduate school because of the more veteran-friendly environment and in-state tuition that's offered there.
When you get to pursue a graduate degree, you're not an 18 to 22. This is older individuals, and they're wanting to settle in and put down roots.
Medical school applicant Andrew Napier says veterans are the kind of residents Florida should try to keep.
If Florida wants to be more attractive to veterans and want to keep people around, have a sustainable income, lower that tuition, let people be residents that are here so they stay, then they're just losing money if people will travel out just because it's not accessible to them.
The student veterans did not have an estimate on how much it would cost to extend in-state tuition to all veterans. However, both said it would be worth the cost for Florida's future. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.